This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Psychologists
say that December is one of the saddest months of the year for me. And yet it's one of the happiest months of the year for me. What distinguished that is, sometimes we are focused on more about the chapter rather than the real treasure. I mean, we'll focus on gifts, and if we don't have the money to buy the gift, then we feel sad or bad that we wasn't able to give X something because X gave me something. The children, they are wanting the latest Xboxes or what have you. They do talk quite a bit. We might not be able to afford that at this time, so the child is upset. And I might be upset too with themselves that they're not able. And it's a blue time for us in the fact that you remember or you think about loved ones that's going to be with the Lord more so at this time of the year than any other time. Because it's a family. People's family. That chair, two chairs, however number, will be empty. That can bring on a sense of sadness for us. But Paul here is saying, rejoice in the Lord. Not in your situation, not in your circumstances, not in what you're going through, but focus on God. In spite of whatever you're going through with, know that God is still in control. And he is going to see you whatever you're going through. Paul here is in the Roman jail, in house arrest, and he writes a letter of joy. Now he's full of joy, though he's locked up. So I don't have to allow my inner being to be a reflection of my circumstances. What am I saying? If I'm having a hard time, I don't have to go around gloomy and having a pity party and crying out to 1-800-CRY-BABY. But go on with a smile on my face and thank God for things as well as they are. Because it's going to change. Whatever your circumstances is today, my darling, it's going to change. If it's good now, don't worry. Don't have a bad day or a difficult day. If it's difficult now, you ain't going to be there always. You are going to see some sunshine. If you just trust God in the midst of the storm, he will see you through. Now, when you look at Paul and Silas, when they was arrested in Philippi, it, the Bible says that at midnight, they had been beaten down on a cold slab, shackles on their arms and hands and feet, but yet they are free and singing praise. But in words, Paul here is a person of the Spirit. He's not telling the church at Philippi to do anything that he has not already done. The Bible says that they begin to pray. At midnight, they begin to pray and say praise unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard. And the shackles fell off of them, and the doors were open, and it looked like they would have all been running out. But Paul told the jailer when he woke up, you ain't got to take your life. All is here. So Paul is saying to the church in Philippi, now, you need to rejoice. I know you're having a difficult time, but rejoice in the Lord. Now, sin has a way of causing us to lose our joy. Not your salvation, but your joy. For David, after God's heart, Israel, he lost his joy when he sinned against God. And then he wrote Psalms 51, and he cried out to God and said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Then he cried out, restore the joy of your salvation and uphold me in your grace. But
Maybe just saying to God that I feel abandoned. I don't feel the peace and joy that I had before I sinned, and you're the only one. He's saying to us this morning, he's the only one that can fix this. Now the Bible speaks of three types of the peace of God that comes to salvation. Romans 5 and 1. The peace of God that comes from total surrender to God in all things. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Then peace on earth that will come when Jesus Christ comes back to bring in glory and power. Isaiah 2, verses 1 and 4. But the passage this morning is dealing with the peace of God that comes through total surrender in all things. It is the peace of God in time of trouble. Now, peace is not the absence of trouble, but peace is how you respond to the trouble that you have. I was talking to this one last week, and he was saying that when you get upset, they take a moment and just have whatever it is that you get. Make things better or worse. And at the end of the day, when you really look at it, it really didn't matter. You just got upset over stuff that you didn't need to get upset about. You can't change it. It's going to stay the same. You just go on. But we lose our joy and peace because we begin to focus on the situation. Begin to focus on the pain or the problem of that time now, and it's really just one way or the other. In other words, what I'm saying is that the peace of God, it would overwhelm the worries, never to rest in the will of God. Even when you cannot see what lies before. But when you look at this text, the key to having this kind of peace is possessed in being thankful. Now, I want you to understand that conflicts, problems are not what keeps us from having peace. How I respond to my circumstances is what keeps me. I want you to see today peace comes not by getting rid of a problem, but by focusing on God's promises and God's given purpose in my life. Someone has said that peace is the calm of the mind that is not wrestled by adversity, overpowered by a remorse, conscious, or disturbed by peace. Peace doesn't come with the absence of a storm. It comes in the presence of a storm. Because Jesus was walking down beside us. You got to understand. When we have trouble, just keep your eyes on. Now, in the fourth watch, Jesus came walking on the water, and the disciples in the boat, they were troubled. But Jesus came walking in the darkness of the night between 3 o'clock and 6 in the morning, the darkest time of the hour. But he came walking in on the water in the storm. Storm didn't stop. So Jesus was walking in the midst of it. But he had a calmness, and when he got in the boat, he had the calm to the calm. And when you read that text in Matthew, you'll see why he didn't speak a word for this storm. He just got in the boat. Everything. And so it is with us. If we allow him to get into our life, whatever we are in, we can have peace. You're going to have storms in your life. You're going to have problems in your life. You're going to have circumstances in your life. That just comes with the fact. Can't get away from that. But it's how I respond to the situation that I'm in. I can respond positive or I can respond negative. In order for me to respond positive, I have to think positive. You know, sometimes I'm great. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. What happened? It's happening. It's still great. If I'm hurting, it's still great. I because I'm still alive. And I still got an opportunity to get better. Or get closer to God. Or whatever, baby. But look like some kind of people. I'll be like, can't I just be all right? Huh? You can be all right, too. Don't hate on me, because I'm all right. Join the crowd. But anyway, he says, let your gentleness be known to all men, to the Lord is at hand. In other words, we ought to have an attitude of gentleness, an attitude of sharing, an attitude of surrender in all to God. And the preacher is talking about attitude and action. And he says, I am is my attitude. I am what God says I am. I can have what God say I can have. I can do what God say I can do. And he said, I can do all things through Christ and Christ. The I will is the action. And so with this mindset, I come to God with praises and prayer and willing to give to somebody else. And not come expecting anything for myself. But we're in a time now when most church folk is looking for something from the church. Rather than giving, we want to receive. And then we quote the scripture, it's more blessed to give than to receive, but we always got our hand out. That's the time for all things. Hear me good, please. All that I'm saying is that there was a time in life when the church was giving more than it was about faith. Because when people were sick in the neighborhood, you know, you'll be saying it's a hard time, but when people were sick in the neighborhood, they didn't have to come to church to get help. They had got help all week long. And when Sunday comes, they were ready for the church to come. Somebody helped them along the way all week. Somebody brought some food. Come and sit with the sick. They had done it all. During the week, they didn't have to call special guests. Those members in that neighborhood took care. Most of them didn't even have telephone. I remember. You got me from one end of that telephone. I mean, I'm not that old, but I remember that telephone. Cell phone and all that. No. That period we didn't have all that. But thank God for it now. I can't seem to leave home without it now, you know. But anyway, we ought to be caring, loving, sharing, giving towards each other and also towards those that are outside the office. In our sharing, giving to our brothers that may not be in the church, we can lead them to Christ. Just in giving and sharing, whether it be a word or whatever, or just your. Now, he said, and then verse 6, he said, be anxious for nothing. Other words, church, he's saying, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Whatever the situation, he said, don't worry. Now, if it's worth worrying, if it's worth worrying about, if the trouble of the problem or the storm is worth worrying about, it shows up for you. And you can't worry and pray. Sincere prayer. If worrying is a good sign, you're not praying. But when you pray in sincere prayer, God will open up on the inside. May not change the problem of the situation, and he will when he get ready, but he will give you comfort while you're in whatever you're in. Two things God always does. He prepares the promised supper, and then he prepares us. Now, he promised Abraham a child, but it was 25 years before it happened. because he had to develop. He's alive and had an affair with his wife handmaid. He told him to do it or whatever, but still he did. 25 years God had to work on him to develop him. So sometimes God has to take a little while to work on us to get us ready for whatever he's promised. Don't it be so difficult times in our life. But it's time of development for the destination. And so he said, don't worry. Because one of the reasons why you all not worried is because some things you ain't gonna fix. Only God. So I need the revelation of God to know what I can fix, the courage, give me the courage to do it, and know what I can't and give it to me. Rather than worry. Because that's not for you. And he said, rather than worry in everything by prayer and supplication. And with thanksgiving, give your petition. Tell him what it is that he wants, what he want to hear from you. Tell him what it is that you want. What your situation is. And be thankful for the answer before we pray. Mark, he says that when you pray as if you've already received. You're in a as if you've already in it. If you're sincere in your prayer to God about whatever the situation is, and prayer is nothing more than talking with God. Just like I'm talking to you now, you can talk to God the same way.
Married and it don't work, you put that buster out and you take it.
care of yourself. You don't have to stay with him for finance. A lot of people get stuck for finance. But if you have prepared yourself to be alone, if you do be alone, it's a whole lot better. If you put up with some mess, that's going to be a good thing. I'm saying something. Trying to run your life, just trying to share some things. There has to be about not worry, but be thankful, and in everything be prayerful, and make your request known. And as a result of it, you will have the peace of God. Great, great. Don't worry. He'll give you the peace of God. Be thankful. It surpasses all understanding. People won't understand how you smile. There's so much going on around you. You hear to a smile. There's a member in this church, I'm gonna call them a couple of them, call them names. But they smile all the time. But if you knew that person, you see the glory. They bright smile. But if you knew the story behind this, I've seen this for 27 years. I've seen them break down one time. Because it tells me that they are focused on God. And they are not worried or getting all out of shape on whatever their condition is. Because they know sooner or later things are going to change. It's going to get better if you work, or it's going to get worse if you better. But changes don't come. But through prayer, we can be prepared for the change. Through praises, we can thank God for all that he's done, all he's doing, and all he's doing. We can shout to him, knowing that God is on our back, that he's got our back. Amen. When God got your back, you ain't got to worry. Now, if I got your back, you better worry a little bit. But I'm living. But God is unlimited. Because of what he did at Calvary, allowed his son to die in our place. That's why we don't have to worry. Because he died for all of our sins, past, present, and future. They laid him in a barren tomb, but early on the first day of the week. Last time I looked at the calendar, that was on Sunday. He got up with all power in heaven and on earth in his hand. He's now sitting on the right side of the Father, interceding for us. Every time the devil comes to the throne to report something bad about me, Jesus said, I got this. You know, Willie, there were a lot of that people. You know, he got upset last week. I took care of that. You know his mind is wondering every now and then. And whatever it is, he's got it. He is interceding for us now to the Father. That's why we don't have to worry. Because he's on our side. He has our back. And we can trust him with everything. Think about it. When you tell yourself he ain't got to worry about nobody else knowing it. That's between.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, One Church.